Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5. We're on the move with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending May 12th, 2018. This is one of those exciting weeks when we welcome a hot shot debut in the Top 5. Let's open in fifth place where Post Malone and Ty Dolla $ign dip a notch with Psycho. Post's new album enjoyed a record-smashing debut. Hold on for details.
Damn, I ain't been going psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I ain't been going psycho. La mama bad like
Post Malone and Ty Dolla $ign step back a slot to number five with Psycho. Post's Beer Bongs and Bentleys album tops the latest Billboard 200 chart after posting 2018's best first-week sales. It opened with 461,000 total copies. That's the best showing since Taylor Swift's Reputation became an instant million seller last November. Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line also dip a slot to number four with Meant to Be. Florida Georgia Line has mined chart gold with pop collaborations. Who else is in their wish list? Stay tuned.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line weaken a notch to fourth place with Meant to Be. This song continues to rule the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. From Nelly to the Backstreet Boys, Florida Georgia Line has ruled the charts with their pop collaborations. Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly are working on their fourth album, and they tell People magazine that they would love to cut some music with Migos and Cardi B. I mentioned that we get a hotshot debut this week, and it happens in third place. Everybody, welcome back Ariana Grande with No Tears Left to Cry.
Right now, I'm in the state of mind. I wanna be in like all the time. And there's no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up. I'm living, I'm picking it up. I just want you to come with me.
Ariana Grande debuts in third place with No Tears Left to Cry. It's her best countdown showing since 2014, when Bang Bang, featuring Jessie J and Nicki Minaj, also made it to number three. Ariana has titled her upcoming fourth album Sweetener. We should get it in July. It's her first album since last May's bombing, following an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. The tragedy claimed 22 lives. We have back-to-back Drake hits again this week, and there's no sugarcoating this. His favorite sports team, again, went down in flames. I'll have details after God's Plan.
I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's Plan. God's Plan.
Drake's former champ, God's Plan, spends another week in the runner-up slot. Drake is a big fan of his hometown Toronto Raptors basketball team. Well, for the second straight year, LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers swept the Raptors in the NBA playoffs. The Cavs have beaten the Raptors in 10 consecutive playoff games, dating back to 2016. That's the longest streak of its kind in league history. I do have some good news for Drake. He's still the champion of the Hot 100, as Nice for What spends a third week at number one.
That's a real one in your reflection, without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand. You got 100 bands, you got a baby bands, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them.
Drake reigns atop the Billboard Hot 100 for a third week with Nice for What. Rihanna recently told Vogue that she and Drake were no longer friends, and he promptly unfollowed her on Instagram. Maybe they'll be friends again by next week. In any event, I'll return in 7 days, and I hope you will too. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 on The Voice of America.